Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio, Texas. And I've just watched the sunset over in the distance. It's disappeared behind the horizon. And now the only thing that's remaining is the sky and a little bit of light and the light reflecting off a cloud over in the distance, just above the horizon. And it was kind of an orange sun. Notice how the sun can change colors, orangey or bright yellow, sometimes even like a reddish color. So how have you all been? I am Blake Ruby. I am the author of The Gray Brain, The Golden Soul. I used to have a radio show the last 2 years, from March through September of 2017 and 2018. And the reason I stopped my show was for financial reasons. Just leave it at that. But now, I'm hoping that this year I will be able to afford it and put these words out into the atmosphere. And I know a lot of you are wondering out there, why did I name this show God is on the Sun? And I will explain that to you. But first, let me give my condolences to BBS Radio and all the residents of Paradise, California, for the fire, the fires that swept through there last year. Is it global warming, my friends? I think so. We as a human race have a responsibility to take care of our world better. And I'm guilty of putting carbon monoxide into the atmosphere because I have 3 cars. If I could afford it, I would have an electric car, 3 electric cars. But I know what the people of Paradise went through was horrific. And a whole new beginning, having to build everything over again, start everything over again. And I don't know how many people perished in that fire. My prayers are out towards them. May God bless their souls. May God comfort their loved ones. And I am grateful for this opportunity to be talking with you now and every other week on subjects ranging mostly on spirituality, subjects that cover mostly spirituality. And it's a pleasure and an honor to talk to the audience out there around the world, because I know that internet radio is worldwide, and I could be talking to people, could be listening in Russia, Siberia, China, Australia, South America, Argentina, maybe South Africa, Austria. Hey, oh, is this in Austria? The 5th through the 10th of December with my choir at church. And we had a fantastic time. And it made me realize that traveling the world is where the fun and excitement and the action really is. You out there should all work, and I will too, towards one day having enough money to travel the world, maybe 2 or 3 times a year, going to places, you know. It is so much fun. You get with a group, a tour, and you have the hotel taken care of. You have the food, the transportation taken care of. People waiting on you. All you have to do is show up at the right time and place. And it is so much fun. You get to see people from another culture, the history of their place, you know, like with Austria, Vienna, Austria. We saw buildings that were from the 12th century. We saw, and we sang in a 16th century church. Just a beautiful church. The gold adorned on the inside, statues, designs, paintings on the ceilings. Beautiful. Very detailed paintings, beautifully done. And wow, just a great time, 5 days. And the transportation to the planes, especially across the Atlantic. The flight was 7 hours long. We flew from Atlanta to Amsterdam and Amsterdam to Detroit on the way back. And it was a brand new Airbus, Delta Airlines. And Delta, thank you very much. Here's a perk for Delta. They do a great job. Very well done. The food was wonderful. They took good care of us. They came by all the time with drinks. They brought hot cloths to wipe your hands with or your face. And kudos to the Delta, a good airline to fly. And so now I'm looking forward to possibly, we are, going to Jerusalem in 2020. And so we're going to be saving up for that. We haven't heard definitely yet. It's tentative. But it looks like that's the place we'll go to, and I'm looking forward to that so much. How about you? Wouldn't you like to go there? Maybe some of you out there have been there before. To walk on the ground that Jesus, the man, the myth, the legend, who performed all those miracles those many, many years ago. And hey, how was your Christmas? Did you have a good Christmas? We had a good Christmas. It was peaceful, relaxing. You know, time off from work. We had that day on the 24th. The federal government was closed. President Trump gave us a day off. And that was nice. Too bad about the government shutdown. I'm praying. Let me say a quick prayer for that. Creator God, I pray for our leaders of our country in Congress and the president to do the right thing for the people. Bless them and help them, please, to look after the welfare of we the people. Not be so concerned about the competition between the two parties, but the welfare of us who hired them to do their jobs. I'm sorry to say that. I guess you already knew it, but my prayer, I just had to say that, is that God would bless you and help you to come to terms with each other, to compromise, to look at the life in each person and respect them and adore them as a human being because they are alive. And the alternative is, you know what? It's much better to be alive. And so we should always respect the life, at least in people. And then from there, build on learning how to love each other, adore each other. We as a civilization have kind of, we don't do that much, do we? I mean, we've come a long way over the centuries. There's been a lot of war, killing, a lot of violence still going on. Turn on the television, you see violence everywhere. And I'm guilty of watching these shows, and it seems like there's nothing else to watch. And TV is a form of relaxation, you know, and entertainment. And the actors and actresses are all very talented and enjoyable to watch. But the violence is concerning, you know. What benefit is there in violence? Maybe to stop it? I couldn't go for that, but I don't know if that's what their motives are. Anyway, with Christmas came and went, didn't it? Just like that. But time is relative, my friends out there. The world is revolving around the sun, rotating on its axis. But where we are, more or less, in the Milky Way galaxy at this time last year. But not really, because the galaxy is also revolving around the center of the universe. Right? And I was thinking of naming my radio show. I was thinking of naming my radio show Spirits in the Material Universe. Remember that song by the Police, Spirits in the Material World? It goes like this. We are spirits In the material world, our spirits. In the material world. Well, we are spirits in the material universe. Here on Earth, Earth is not our home. We come from the spirit world, the spirit lands, a place of fire, the fire of the sun. And what's my rationale for that, you might ask? Well, first of all, let me ask you, do you have a spirit inside your body? I think most people would agree that there is a spirit in our bodies, because if you can die, then you have a spirit in your body. But then you have to ask yourself, what is that spirit made of? Oh, well, you might not have ever thought about that too much, you know? And that's okay. But I've done a little research. I've learned things from other people. And the spirit is made up of billions of electrons. Tiny particles. Hey, particles. But light energy, essentially speaking, made of light energy. Now think about that. Light energy. Now, light energy could exist in fire, don't you think? Yeah, of course it could. And just like the Bible says, and I love the Bible, although I don't agree with everything the Bible says, and I hope you wouldn't, people out there who are strict believers in 100% of the Bible, wouldn't persecute me for that, because I've seen some errors in the Bible before without naming specifically what they are. But going back to what I was saying, if you have a spirit in your body, that spirit is made of light energy, and then light energy can exist in fires. And so what is the sun but a gigantic nuclear fire? And so that is the only place of light other than other suns out there. So let me explain right now why I named my show God is on the Sun. Because, you know, let me take you back a long time ago, billions and billions of years ago, when the original creator, the supreme creator of the universe, decided to create the Big Bang, and the physical material universe was born. But before then, what existed? Actually, darkness and silence and the spirit of God, the creator, the supreme creator of the universe. So God had envisioned this plan, imagined a plan where he would expand and grow. And we see the growth in our lives, don't we? We produce babies and they grow and so on, it goes on and on. The growth, trees, vegetation, animals, it's all about growth. So growth was the main part of the plan of the Creator, the Supreme Creator. And in that plan was also for suns and planets and moons to be created. And isn't our Creator incredibly awesome to have the power to do that? I call it magical omnipotence. Indeed, magic is the word that personifies the Creator. Magical, for sure. To the nth degree, my friends. It's not easy to comprehend that. I just saw a bat. There goes a bat. It's warm here in San Antonio. You know, I'm going to change the subject. That's what I do when I have an hour to talk. And it doesn't matter. I'll get back to the subject that I was talking about. But that's what makes it more enjoyable, when you have your own radio show. And I would encourage anyone out there listening to get your own radio show. It is so much fun to be able to talk for an hour on any subject that you're passionate about. It is great. And I just saw a bat fly by in the wintertime in San Antonio. It was up in the 70s today. And I don't think winter is over yet. The trees in our backyard, we have a peach tree and a plum tree. They haven't budded yet. But anyway, let me just finish saying something I started saying before. Condolences to BBS Radio, who lost everything in the Paradise, California fires. And all the residents out there, any who might be tuned in listening, I am so sorry you had to go through that. May God bless you and help you in any way you need it. I was talking with Doug before the show, and he's got a great attitude about what happened. And God works in mysterious ways. I guess you could say that all things happen for a reason. Although, if we're responsible for global warming, and we're only getting what we started, what we're responsible for, and if God is in control of everything, then God allows these things to happen because we're paying the price for the mistakes that we made. You know, that's universal law. When you make a mistake, you have to pay the penalty. But going back to the Supreme Creator, so when God initiated, the Supreme Creator initiated the Big Bang, and the universe began to form, that is, the physical material universe. The first solar system was formed. Generally speaking, each solar system has approximately 9 planets, and moons, the number of moons vary, but usually the number is 9, and there could be more or less, but it always reverts back to the number 9, which is a special number. I was born on the 9th of August. Hey! And so, then the expansion and the growth continued, as you know, one solar system after the other, until the first galaxy was formed, and then, guess what? It didn't stop there. The next galaxy began forming with one solar system after the other. And so, part of that plan, life began sentient on planets that were designed specifically for them. In other words, they are indigenous to those planets, the atmospheric conditions, their body, their skin, their eyes, their metabolisms, their reproductive systems, all that indigenous to the planet. We here on planet Earth are human beings, and we breathe the atmosphere, oxygen, nitrogen, right? But there are other planets out there with sentient beings. And you've heard about them before, the Greys, like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the little small kind of childlike extraterrestrials who are extremely intelligent and capable of interdimensional travel and going from A to B around the universe in very quick fashion. And there are many, many more. Thousands, actually. And if you've seen Star Wars, and I don't like that title, Star Wars, because war should not be in outer space, don't you think? It's a peaceful place. Let's keep it that way, right? But some of the extraterrestrials they have on Star Wars and Star Trek, from what I've read, and people have seen these extraterrestrials, look pretty much like some of them. And so there was a process of evolution going on with all sentient beings. And you see how far we've come on Earth. And it's like that with other beings, too, throughout the universe on other planets. They're going through an evolution of their own. Evolutionary. It's an evolutionary ladder, if you will. We here on Earth are at the lower rungs of an evolution of an evolutionary ladder. Over the centuries, we have progressed a lot. Have you seen the change? Have you seen how far we've come? Come on now, be honest. We've come a long way. From those times when Jesus walked the earth and was crucified on the cross and came back to life. Yes, that's true. And I've explained it on the other radio show, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. If you ever got any spare time, my friends, to check out some of my archive shows, there's a lot of good information there. If I was to die today or tomorrow, you can make me a martyr. You can go on there and say, wow, he knew. He knew a lot of things, secret stuff. But you know what? I say, now's the time, any time is the time to hear the truth about things. What is the truth? So what I was getting to was, we, in our evolutionary travels, we live our lives and we die. Any disagreement there from anybody out there? No, I don't think so. So when we die, and we can't remember because we're designed, our bodies are designed, our brains are designed specifically not to remember where we came from. We came from the same place we're going to go to, back to. Some may call it heaven. And I'm going to read a little bit about what heaven is like here in just a few minutes. And so we existed before we were born. And through a process known as reincarnation, and I know some of you, some people out there don't believe it. Well, you might be a young soul. That's why you don't believe it. Because souls are different ages, you know. When you're created by Father and Mother God in heaven, your spirit and soul is created. And the process is an amazing process. It's called the merging of the spirits and synchronicity of thought and word. Yes, they speak words in the spirit lands, although not with the mouth. But the word is all pervasive throughout the atmosphere. That's how the Supreme Creator created everything. Although the words that were spoken to begin the creation process are similar but different, I believe. So, each of us, now, this is important you listen to this, because that's why we are spirits of the universe. We can travel anywhere in the next life. We can reincarnate anywhere throughout the universe. That's why we are spirits of the material world, yes, but we're also spirits of the material universe. We could be born again in another galaxy somewhere. But that whole process of reincarnation and evolution is for you to one day achieve a status of co-creator, co-creator status. And what does that mean? It means that you can have your own solar system. With that process of reincarnation and evolution, you will have learned a lot of knowledge on the way the universe works and how the creation works. And you can be, you're going to be a co-creator God someday. And so, God is on the sun. The name of my show means that on each sun, and you know this, the sun is the matrix, the center of a solar system. The energy from the sun revolves and rotates the planets around itself. Call it gravity, but it's also a specific type of energy that comes from the sun. Isn't that amazing? What power to do that, and that's just our solar system. Think about the rest of the Milky Way galaxy and the rest of the universe. All that power originated from the Supreme Creator. It's all held in existence by the might of the Supreme Creator's power. Now, isn't the Supreme Creator worthy of praise and worship for that alone for the rest of your life for all eternity? That's why when we get to heaven, you know what we're going to be doing? Mainly praising and worshiping not only our mother and father in heaven who created our souls and spirits, but also the Supreme Creator for having created everything. There goes another bat. He just flew overhead. Thank you. That was a nice little gift to grace me with its presence. And so God is on the sun, yes. If you look into the eyes of the sun, you will see that it has a surface. Yes, a nuclear fire indeed, where 6 million tons of hydrogen are being converted into helium every second. But still, a fire, a very special fire, not like the fire would you take a match and light a match and look at that match fire. Look at the fire on that match. No, it's different. It's a nuclear fire where matter is being transformed. It's they call that the weak nuclear force, believe it or not. Excuse me. Is it the strong or the weak? I know there's a gravity A wave and a gravity B wave. You know, the four forces of the universe are the strong nuclear force and the weak nuclear force. I believe it's the strong. I'm a little bit confused about that. I'll have to just check up on it to get my knowledge straight. So forgive me for that, please. But also electromagnetism and gravity. But with the sun, that strong nuclear force is what's converting the hydrogen into helium and keeping that fire burning for millions and millions. That's easy to understand in billions, isn't it? Years. And so we one day will be gods, my friends. Can you think of any other reason why we're here on earth? And it's like a school for us. It's like kindergarten. Oh, haven't we been fighting throughout the centuries? Oh, haven't we, my friends? Haven't we been killing each other? Don't you like listening to what I'm telling you? What I've learned from other people? Or would you rather go turn on the TV and see people being shot down and blown up and cut in pieces? Now, we here on Earth, by universal law, are supposed to develop ourselves spiritually. If you're not doing that, you are in direct contradiction, for lack of a better way of putting it, to universal law. I'm telling you the truth. That is the truth. So I know a lot of you good people, and you're all beautiful, but you know there are some people that aren't so beautiful, and they do evil things, for lack of a better way of putting it. But I don't believe in eternal damnation. I believe in a place where people can go when they die. A darkness. A dark place. But there's fire in hell. That's what they call it. A good book on that subject is 23 Minutes in Hell. And that is an amazing book, an incredible thing that happened to that man. It is not a nice place to be, for sure. The smell, the demons there, the snakes and spiders, all the nasty things. But it's like a jail. It's God's jail, essentially. That's what hell is, where people who have done bad things, sexual, physical, even verbal abuse, non-believers, murderers, rapists. Yeah, they go there. But they are God's children too. We all are God's children. And the Supreme Creator is our grandfather, grandmother. Did you know the Supreme Creator is both male and female? That's why I think we're seeing a lot more transgender people in our world this day, because they're being born more often now around the world to help us realize that. And angels are, what do they call them? I'm trying to think of the word. They're both male and female. So that's pretty common. Well, the original creator is both male and female. And when we're born, when our souls and spirits are created by our mother and father God in heaven, you know that you're created with a soulmate. So if you're a male spirit, you have a female spirit. Just like the yin and the yang, the positive, the negative. When you're created, you're two parts of a whole. Oh, I've got to tell you something that's really cool. There is a man by the name of Lou Famoso. Isn't that a cool name? Lou Famoso. And I think I mentioned this on one of my radio shows, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. I forget when. But he was a Vietnam veteran. Yeah. He had two tours of Vietnam. And he came home in the 60s. He bought himself a brand new Mustang. 1964, 65. And was traveling down the road, going 100 miles an hour to a party. And the road was bumpy, and he lost control, and the car flipped end over end several times, caught fire, and he had a very, very nasty head wound. He was thrown from the car, and he was essentially dying. Some other people on the way to that same party saw the wreck, stopped, put him in the car, took him to the hospital. He had a near-death experience. So far, are you with me? That kind of stuff happens, you know? He said that he was outside of his body looking down on his physical body inside the car. Yeah, that's what happens. I read about it. It happens many, many, many times. Because why? Because you have a spirit in your body. Your spirit is separate from your physical body, but they're all part of the same. I mean, they're together, you know, working in perfect synchronicity. So he had a near-death experience. He found himself, okay, in heaven. He saw this ball of light coming towards him. At first, it was very small, a golden, brilliant, glowing light coming towards him, getting bigger and bigger, about the size of a basketball, and then a beach ball. And when it got in front of him, this beautiful being of light materialized right in front of him. And they said it had an energy like a nuclear energy. And it spoke to him. And one of the things, God, yes, Father God, maybe Mother God, I think Father God, although they can merge their spirits, they can be two beings in one. And you will find out one day. You might come to me in heaven sometime in the distant future, hopefully distant, and say, I listened to your radio show, and you know what? You were right. Thank you very much. And I would say, it's okay. You know, I learned that from other people. We're all in this together. You know, we made it to heaven. That's the cool thing. You know, we're here. It's all about helping each other. You know, you can help other people too. So anyway, what God said to Lou Famoso, two things. First of all, now catch this, because this is really neat that God thought about this. He said, man will prey, P-R-E-Y, on man until man learns to pray, P-R-A-Y, for man. Now think about that. All the war and killing that we've had, God knows. Oh, we've had so many wars in the past, and even now, I watched Remember the Titans, that movie with Denzel Washington. I like the acting in that movie, you know. I don't watch a lot of sports on television. I like reading about sports, but there's something about watching sports on television. I just now can't do it because it's not live for me. You know, they have a time delay, and plus, I get too involved in the game, too involved, and it's better, I think, for me to read about sports. I enjoy that very much, you know, reading about other people, you know, because they're my fellow human beings, and I'm interested in them, although they probably don't know about me. And I have a problem with that, too. Sometimes I say, well, what about me, you know? How come they're making millions of dollars? I'm not. Anyway, so in this movie, Remember the Titans, when they were in football camp, he took them on a run to where the Battle of Gettysburg was. And as Denzel Washington put it, he said, man, he said, at one time, 50,000 men died on this battlefield in one day. 50,000. And does that go over your head? Did that go over your head? 50,000. Can you see it? The cannons going off. People shooting their guns, rifles, pistols, hot lead going through bodies. People getting run through with swords, bayonets, spears, knives. A bloodbath, blood soaking the ground. 50,000 people. And that was just one battle of the Civil War. Well, how about the Revolutionary War? The War of 1812, World War I, World War II, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Desert Storm. Do I need to tell you what I'm getting at here? I mean, do I need to say anything more about how much war we've had in our past? So, spirituality, learning about the nature of the Spirit and God, these secrets that I'm, so-called secrets that I'm telling you about. Some people don't give those secrets away. There are some organizations that you have to pay to be told these things. And even Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine. But I don't think he meant what I'm talking about specifically. I think he was talking about something else, because you're not swine, first of all. You know, I love you. And I think what Jesus meant was that we just don't be worried or don't be upset if you say something that's going to offend people, or you say something to help them and then they throw it back in your face, you know? Because, as I mentioned before, the time is always right. Now is the time to learn the truth about everything. Not later, not tomorrow, not 10 days down the road, not a year. Now is the time for truth. The truth about who we are, the truth about the creation of the universe, the truth about the sun. God is on the sun. And I named my radio show that because I felt inspired. I felt pushed in that direction by the Holy Spirit, for lack of a better way of describing it. It's like when God speaks to you, it's like being in the presence of angels. Just some words kind of continually pushed your way. And I think if I can help you to realize that the sun is more than just a heavenly body providing heat and light to our planet, 93 million miles away, that it's more than that. It's the center of our solar system, responsible for revolving and rotating the planet. And indeed, it is the center and the matrix. And there is a person, there are two beings actually in charge of the solar system, gods of the solar system. And so it is with other solar systems. When you look up into the evening sky, my friends, I'm going to take a walk out there. You'll see. Ah, I see them now, the stars. But you know what? They're not really stars. They're suns. And as we discover more and more planets all the time with the Kepler Space Telescope, and there will be other telescopes, we are slowly beginning to realize that there are many, many planets out there. And these suns in the evening sky that I'm looking at right now. And there are some planets. I think that is Mars over there, maybe Jupiter. It's reddish in color. Beautifully created. Oh, what power to create a sun, you know, with a nuclear fire that starts from its core. The birth of a star. I say star, I actually mean sun. But each, what I'm looking at each sun out there is a solar system, and we haven't really officially made that the truth yet. Our astronomers, our scientists have not come out and said, every sun that you see in the evening sky is actually a separate solar system with about 9 planets or so revolving around it. But that's the case. That is the truth, my friends. When you look up into the evening sky, and remember, they're suns, not stars, or you can call them stars. It's very pretty. A very pretty name, twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Well, remember, there's fantasy and there's reality. Are you someone who is more inclined to fantasy rather than reality, my friends? You see fantasy on television and in movies all the time. You go to action movies, a lot of shooting and car wrecks, chase scenes, people being blown up. That is fantasy. But when the real thing happens, nowadays, active shooters, oh my God, that is very shocking, isn't it? Well, it shouldn't be shocking. Once we get rid of all this fantasy violence, then we'll be able to live better and know the truth. Know more of the truth of the matter. Know more of the truth of things. Because it's all about truth. I'm still looking into the evening sky. And they're out there. There is life elsewhere in the universe. As I mentioned, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of types of extraterrestrials. I believe. I know. I haven't seen one. But I can handle the truth. I think the reason that they haven't made contact with us so far is because we need to see and touch something for us to believe in it, don't we? Most of us. You know, if a spaceship landed in your backyard, what would you be inclined to do besides maybe having that deer in the headlights stare and being in a trance? You'd want to go over and touch it, right? But just because you can't see it and touch it, something, just because you can't see something and touch something does not mean that it's not real. How about God? I think most people believe in God. Yeah. The creator of the universe, or the God of our sun, mother and father God. You can't see them and you can't touch them. But does that mean they're not real? The same point I'm making with extraterrestrials. It's the same point I'm making with extraterrestrials. You can't see them. You can't touch them. But they're out there. And they know that we're a very violent race. And that's probably why they haven't landed somewhere in a public place. Because we might start shooting at them. You know, first thing we would do, just like in the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. If a spaceship landed somewhere, it would be surrounded by police with their guns drawn. They'd bring in the army. They'd have tanks. They'd have artillery. Wouldn't they? Don't you think? And the silly thing about it is these extraterrestrials that can travel around the universe have mastered antimatter. They know how to handle antimatter. And just one drop of antimatter, I mean, not in a violent way, but if they wanted to, they can just put a little bit of antimatter somewhere, anywhere on the planet. And the planet would just eat itself up in a chain reaction, kind of like a nuclear chain reaction, you know, or nuclear fission. And that would be the end of us, our planet. But they haven't done that. And how many years have we been existing? Thousands of years, right? Since the first human being walked on this planet. And it was a new planet. I'll tell you how long ago that was. According to my research, the planet Earth is approximately 1,500,000 years old. Don't believe what the astronomers and scientists tell you. They exaggerate. They tend to exaggerate. And why do they do that? Because They don't know any better. And they're not very spiritual. You know, they're more concerned about facts and competition with each other, and they don't really care about the truth. No hard feelings out there to any astronomers and scientists, but you'll one day know the truth. In the meantime, I'm entitled to my opinion, and that's what I believe, okay? So yes, what a beautiful, beautiful night sky. Suns everywhere. I've got to call them suns from now on, not stars. Anyway, I'm going to go back in, and I was going to read to you a little bit about, I'm probably running out of time. Yeah. I've got about 10 more minutes. I hope I've answered satisfactorily any questions that you might have had in regard to somebody just set off some fireworks. So the dogs are barking. And it was quite a time here on New Year's Eve, just around midnight. And in our neighborhood, they love fireworks. And so it was quite a noise. It sounded like a don't want to say it. It sounded very loud. So there's a man named Robert Riordan. And he went to heaven, he said, when he was very young. So you've heard about the movie, right? Heaven is for real. About the young man that went to heaven. Hey, hey, come on. I'm trying to talk here. So he was just a little bit older than him when he had his heaven experience. And he talks about when he met Jesus. So he said, since the moment when I came face to face with him, people have asked me repeatedly what he looks like. This is harder to answer than it would seem. In my experience, those who have seen him are so overwhelmed by his presence that his appearance is secondary. You become so caught up in who he is that your mind doesn't really retain the details of what he looks like. But I remember that he appeared to me to be somewhere around 5'11" to 6'1", tall and muscular. The perfect man. I saw no scars or signs of his crucifixion. They may have been there, but I did not see them. The way he looked, talked, and moved seemed the epitome of perfection and wholeness. He is God. He is God. Jesus, by the way, is someone who is almost a co-creator God, in accordance to what I was saying before. He has reached that point in his evolution where now he's ready to have his own solar system. Can you dig it? I know it might sound far-fetched, but you know, space is infinite out there, right? The edges of outer space, infinite outer space, are constantly expanding. And there's plenty of room out there for other solar systems. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? Or maybe, I guess you have to be, a young soul might not grasp what I'm saying. No, I won't say that. No offense. Let me continue reading here. He looked, talked, and moved, and I sensed that he is a god. His skin was olive toned, and he had a beard, and his hair came almost to his shoulders and appeared to me to be sandy brown. Over the years, let me go on here. Life in heaven. Jesus escorted me through that huge gate. He didn't ask anyone to open it, and he pushed no button. It simply opened up, and we walked through to the inside of heaven. As I entered heaven, the first thing I saw was a street, and it was made of gold. As I continued to walk through heaven later, I saw that all the streets looked as if they were literally made of pure gold. Even the curbs were made of gold. In some places, the streets looked just like the gold we have on Earth, which is how I recognized what it was. Yet in other parts, the streets were transparent, and the gold looked as clear as crystal. I thought to myself, if this is heaven, then these are gold streets I'm standing on. And with that, I raced from the curb. I raced for the curb. Anyway, let me go on to another part here. As I walked along, I became aware that the atmosphere of heaven is wonderful because the fruit of the Holy Spirit energizes it. The very breezes were filled with the presence of God. Often on earth, in the supernatural presence of the Holy Spirit, there's a feeling of inner warmth, of being wrapped in the blanket of God's love. That is the way heaven felt, only more so. Jesus and I passed towns, buildings, and little offices. The buildings were for whatever business or interaction that takes place in heaven. I saw people coming and going, and they were all smiling. Some sang songs I recognized from earth, while others sang heavenly songs I had never heard. Many carried little bundles, and some carried books. While I don't believe there is an exchange of money in heaven, people were going in and out of those buildings to get things. I saw a woman walk into one place with a bundle of some type of goods and later walked out with a book. There are books in heaven. In Revelation 21:27, the Bible mentions the Lamb. It's almost time, my friends. I have to cut that off. I know that Doug is getting ready to tell me that it's almost time. So I'll read some more on my next show. I've got lots of good things I can read to you. And I just wanted to, in my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul, which is available on the Amazon Kindle bookstore, and you know, and I haven't received a penny for it. And indeed, I need to rewrite it. I need to re-edit it because there are some typographical errors on it, and I kind of published it quickly in my haste and impatience. But it's there for anyone to look at, and it's got great information on spirituality. And like I mentioned, my friends, there's nothing more important than you developing yourself spiritually while on earth. I know that we get carried away with our jobs and our lives, looking after children, raising children, but please take the courage, have the courage, in the land of the free and the home of the brave especially, to develop yourself spiritually. I know it's not easy, but when you think of all the violence out there and the violence that we've had in our past throughout the centuries, please take courage in that to pick up the Bible or some book on near-death experiences or extraterrestrial phenomena and just read a little bit now and then or listen to my show or other shows on BBS Radio where there are lots of beautiful people with great subjects to share their knowledge with us. And so I was going to read something to you. Remember, the sun is heaven. You have a mother God, and the devil works for God, okay? Because if God is omnipotent and omniscient, and God created Archangel Lucifer, and if God didn't want Archangel Lucifer to be harassing us, God could destroy Archangel Lucifer. The fact is, God wants Archangel Lucifer to harass us because you know that some of us need harassing. But more than that, we need to be kept on the path that we planned in our pre-existence to come here on earth for, that mission that God gave us. And we stray, don't we, down the path? We go away from that. The object is to accomplish your mission while here on earth, and sometimes we need prompting to put us back on the path. And that's what the devil and his demons are responsible for. Archangel Lucifer is in charge of the demons, while Archangel Michael is in charge of the angels. That is the fact of the matter. But anyway, it's getting close to saying goodbye, so I'm going to go back out here again. That was nice to see in the evening sky, and the dogs are barking. More fireworks going off. Fireworks still going off. Happy New Year, everyone, by the way. And I truly hope you had a Merry Christmas, and that more than anything, if I can give you like a little pearl of knowledge about Christmas time and the birth of Jesus all those years ago, I would tell you this, that the Star of Bethlehem was actually an extraterrestrial probe rendered luminous by a race of extraterrestrials that's been monitoring our planet for thousands of years. And they've intervened at times because there's no other explanation for it, my friends, because planetary bodies are always in motion, and a planetary body cannot stop and hover over a location and shine a light down upon it if it's in motion, right? Logical? You see how our rationale is flawed? But then again, we all need to seek the truth, right? And we are God. You are God in the making. Keep the faith. try to love each other, pray for each other. Remember what I said about Lufthansa's near-death experience? What straight from the Creator of our souls and spirit, man will prey on man, P-R-E-Y, until man learns to pray. Pray for each other. And the greatest prayer that you can pray for all of us, my friends, is this. Very simple. Now, I'm going to ask you, you say it for me, okay? I'm going to tell you who came up with it first. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what did Tiny Tim say to everybody? What did Tiny Tim say? Let me hear you. May God bless us, everyone, all of God's children here on earth, all around the world. Please, God, bless us, everyone. But you can still say individual prayers for people, asking for God to help people, to assist them, enlighten them. And so it's been good, my friends. I think I don't have much more time. And remember, God is on the sun. That's why you can't look at it, because it's too bright. And it's the same thing that's going to happen when you come face to face with the Creator one day on that judgment day. The Creator of your soul and spirit, Mother God, Father God, and Jesus will be there, the Jesus who died on the cross. He has a throne next to theirs, along with the patriarchs of the Bible, the disciples, great, great people that have existed throughout the history of the world, all there in heaven. Oh, it's going to be a party, my friends. But in the meantime, enjoy the ride. The more you live here on earth, the better. Each day is a blessing. Life is to be cherished. Life is sacred. I love you. I hope you love me too. God is great. God is wonderful. The supreme creator of the universe is awesome. To the 10th power. To the nth power. How am I doing on time here? I've got, according to my
30 seconds.
Self. All right. Thank you, Doug. So until next time, keep the faith. Please develop yourself spiritually. Listen to BBS Radio, please. Get your own radio show. Have fun. It is good for a human being to practice public speaking. That's where the action is. Truly is. So thank you for listening. And I will talk to you in 2 weeks on Sunday the 20th, same time. Take care. Bye-bye.